Hey, Yael, great party, huh?
Oh, yeah, but Don, a rash is breaking out on your face. It looks like you might be having an allergic reaction to something. What have you had to drink and eat?
All I've had are 3 glasses of red wine. You don't think I'm allergic to the sulfites in it, do you? I've heard that some people are allergic to the sulfites used to preserve red wine.
Actually, Don, it might not be the sulfites at all. First of all, the idea of one being allergic to the sulfites in red wine in particular doesn't make much sense, since sulfites are used to preserve white wines as well. Second, if you're allergic to sulfites, then you should develop an allergic reaction to dried fruit, too, which is also preserved with the use of sulfites. If that rash is indeed a reaction to red wine, then you're probably reacting to the histamines. Histamines occur naturally in fermented products like wine, chocolate, and aged cheese. A small percentage of people react to high levels of histamines, their reactions resembling allergic reactions to food.
Wait a minute. If it's the case that I'm reacting to the histamines, does that mean I can't ever drink red wine again? And what about white wine? Tell me it isn't so.
The histamines brought out by the process of fermentation come from the grape skins. Thus, you should be able to drink white wine since it's made without the skins. As for the red, all I can say is, sorry, Don.
This is a sad, sad day.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.